We're going to talk gardening, and I'm joined by Linda Helenin, who is generously joining us from holiday. Hi, Linda.
Hi there.
Hey, I love your topic today as well. I hope I haven't been misrepresenting you, but I've been trailering it as what to do if you see something you like while you're on holiday.
Yeah, sort of. I did cause a little bit of a stink on Facebook a couple of weeks ago when I stopped on the roadside and did a little bit of snipping of a beautiful flowering gum, and I put it on my Facebook page, and I got a right bollocking from people saying, oh, you can't do that, you know, it's wrong. But I think when you're a gardener, I think sometimes, you know, irresistibility overcomes manners, I suppose you could say, and you get your secateurs out. And I don't actually think there's anything wrong with taking cuttings if you ask permission or collecting seeds, so long as you're not being silly, you know. Like if you see a whole lot of beautiful native plant seeds hanging down, there's nothing wrong with taking a handful of them, but just don't take a backpack full. And it's a nice way to collect some kind of summer souvenirs.
So tell me, how do you do it?
Well, see, what's happened with us this year, so I've been at the beach for probably longer than is, you know, is wise with children, and so my son Lucas has started to create a holiday nature table. Do you remember doing those as kids?
Were
you,
no, sounds
you know, you
cool.
Feathers and fallen leaves and seashells and that sort of stuff, and then you put it all together. Did you ever do that?
No, but I love it.
Yeah, so nature tables, I don't know whether they're more of an English tradition, but we often did them as kids where, you know, you'd collect bits and pieces. And so this summer he's started to collect bits and pieces of plants as well. So he's got pockets full of seeds wherever we go. He's picking bits and pieces off. We've got some mangroves sprouting on our windowsill, and I'm not quite sure what you do with mangroves once you've got them sprouting.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of considered a weed. But I thought, if you are also on holiday, or perhaps you're heading away for the long weekend next weekend and you want to leave the screens behind and keep the kids occupied, just, you know, taking a plastic container and then letting them collect bits and pieces, go beachcombing, and you can do it as an adult as well. But just a couple of things that you need to keep in the car. And these are the things that I always have in my car. So I have a pair of nail scissors, handy if you're a parent. So, you know, there's always going to be a grazed ankle or something like that that needs a bit of sticking glass to cut to fit, but also handy just for sneaking little cuttings.
Mm.
And then, you know, the little small resealable plastic bags that we use for
the Ziplocs.
You know, sandwich bags, basically. So a couple of those, keep those in your glove box, along with some small brown paper bags for seeds. And then I always have a packet of baby wipes. When I had babies, I found baby wipes, you know, invaluable in the car for spilt ice cream.
Yeah.
But also really good if you're taking cuttings, because then you can use those little wet wipes just to wrap around and squeeze into the cutty end of a cutting. And if you slip them in inside the resealable bag and squish out the air and zip it up, then they'll last for days and days and days.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're away for a week, you can keep your things fresh before you get home. Also handy to have some permanent mark pens so you can label the bags, because often you forget what they are. And then that's all you need, so away you go. You can just take little cuttings of about sort of 8 to 10 centimetres at this time of the year, take off most of the leaves, and then, yeah, so long as you keep the cuttings wet, they will grow pretty nicely when you get home.
I suppose you try and you get a plant that is growing in a similar sort of space to where you want to put it.
Yeah, but also there's lots of things that you see popping up in inhospitable places. So, for example, up here on the Coromandel Peninsula, you know, you'll often see a tiny pohutukawa, for example, seedling popping up high up on a cliff face where it's never going to amount to much. And so I feel like sometimes if you're just giving it a helping hand by relocating it to slightly better conditions,
doing it a favour, mate.
Yeah, yeah, wouldn't that be wrong?
I'll treat that as a rhetorical question, because I feel like, you know, we're on dodgy ground here. But
okay, we'll carry on then.
What about seeds?
So seeds are the same thing. Like this time of the year, most plants are setting seed, and if you wait until they're ripe, so if they turn brown, so generally a green seed pod is generally an unripe seed pod, but a brown one is usually ripe. And so things like, you know, kofi in particular, you know, they have beautiful seed pods and they all dangle down and they produce them by the thousand. So just take one pod, and then if you want to, you can just use a little tiny bit of sandpaper and scuff up each seed and sow them. But I tend to just put the seeds into pockets. And so generally it's better to put them into paper bags, because we always have a situation in our family where they go through the washing machine and then you've got seeds stuck to everything when they come back out. So keep them in a paper bag rather than in your pockets. And it's kind of fun, I think, to teach children how to grow things that are unusual, as opposed to just, you know, here's a sunflower seed that we've bought from the garden centre. It's pretty cool if you can collect some seed in the wild and then grow something from that, because they remember where they got it. And so it kind of adds to the story of it.
Have you collected anything interesting?
Oh, well, actually, the thing that I found the most fun this year is that even as a long-time gardener, you know, there's things I've never tried to grow from seed, and one of those would be alstroemerias. They're a really popular garden perennial plant, beautiful and flowery. They last, you know, for ages in the garden, and generally you buy them as a plant and you divide them rather than growing them from seed. But I've got a few different varieties here. I've got some oranges and some yellows and some reds, and I wanted to see if they've crossed at all. And so I collected a whole lot of them and put them in a vase inside, and then I didn't realise, but they actually explode when they're dry. So you'd be lying here at night and all you hear is bang, 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 like a cap gun going off.
Cool.
And they come out in the morning and there's seeds all over the house because the actual seed pods completely disintegrate. And so, yeah, those sorts of things are quite fun to teach children as well.
If people want to find out more about those ones, I see there's a great article from Linda online on the Stuff website. Is this the easiest colourful cut flower for summer for more of this alstroemerias? Thanks, Linda. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, and thanks very much for spending some time with us today.
No problem.
Linda Hellinan on how to take what you find back to your home with you. Like I said, possibly controversial, but there you go.